AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's the first vote of its kind in the world. Ireland has voted to legalize gay marriage. This is the first national vote on legalizing same-sex marriage anywhere in the world. A gay cabinet minister says it's a very proud day to be Irish. He calls his country a beacon, a light to the rest of the world seeking liberty and equality. Here in the U.S., the struggle over national security versus privacy rights kept the Senate up past midnight, and there's no resolution yet. The issue is the Patriot Act, specifically the part of it that allows the NSA to collect Americans' landline phone records. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell is calling the Senate back to work a week from tomorrow, yes, on a Sunday, to reconsider the matter. He's warning against allowing parts of the Patriot Act to expire on June 1st.
We better be ready next Sunday afternoon to prevent the country from being endangered by the total expiration of the program that we're all familiar with.
Drought-stricken California was just days away from ordering farmers to reduce their water use when some farmers south of Stockton offered a voluntary reduction of 25%. The state accepted the deal. State water official Michael George.
The decisions that farmers are having to make in this unprecedented drought are very difficult, gut-wrenching decisions that affect people's livelihoods, jobs, and so forth.
By itself, the Delta farmers' offer will not go far enough to save shrinking waterways statewide, but if more farmers sign on across the state, California could save a lot of water. In Germany, a 65-year-old woman has given birth to quadruplets. She's doing well, and we hear the babies all stand a good chance of surviving. This is AP Radio News. The Justice Department is out with its first written guidelines for law enforcement that may be using drones in the future. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
The Justice Department is acknowledging the FBI, DEA, and other law enforcement agencies are likely to turn to drones more often for things like kidnapping and drug cases, along with search and rescue operations. This new policy statement emphasizes the need to respect civil and constitutional rights, saying drones can't be the only monitoring device for protests and other activities protected by the Constitution. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
David Letterman's final late-night TV show drew 14 million viewers, not as many as Jay Leno's final Tonight Show, and way fewer than Johnny Carson's Farewell Tonight Show. Carson's last show in 1992 drew more than 41 million viewers. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.